It's Tuesday, August 13th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Wisconsin's partisan primary is today, with polls open until 8 p.m. The annual Farm Tech Days is this week in Chippewa County. As school approaches, start adjusting kids' sleep schedules now, and a new president has been named to lead the state tech college system. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race will officially be set in Tuesday's primary. The power of former President Donald Trump's endorsement will also be tested in a Republican congressional primary, and Democrats will decide on a candidate in a swing House district to take on a GOP incumbent. Wisconsin voters are also deciding whether to approve two constitutional amendments passed by the Republican-controlled legislature that would take power away from the governor. In the Senate race, Republican millionaire banker Eric Hovde has dominated the Republican primary, facing only nominal opposition. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is seeking a third term. The election is also the first under new legislative maps more favorable to Democrats. Locally, races include a Republican primary in the 67th Assembly District with incumbent Dave Armstrong and challenger Jimmy Swenson. As Wisconsin voters head to the polls for the partisan primary today, here's something to keep in mind from State Elections Administrator Megan Wolf.
This is a partisan primary, so it's very important to remember that you can only vote for candidates of one party in this election.
Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. To see what is on your ballot, where your polling place is, and what you need to vote, visit myvote.wi.gov. The Northwest Wisconsin News Center will begin election results coverage after polls close at 8 p.m. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days starts today and runs through Thursday, held at Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County this year. WJMC's Amber Gonski is at the event, bringing us updates each day between 9 a.m. and noon. The event showcases the latest developments in farming technology and practices. Attendees get hands-on experience, educational opportunities, and access to see cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the ag industry. Tickets are $15 at the gate or $30 for 3 days. Find more information about the event and exhibits at wifarmtechdays.org. Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order in June because of a conflict of interest. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler told the Associated Press via email Thursday that she continues to, quote, pursue other means in an effort to get to the bottom of the leak, and, quote, she has not responded to messages sent last week and Monday asking what those other means were. Other justices have not returned a request for comment Monday. Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26 after the leak of the draft order. School is right around the corner, and now is the time to start adjusting kids' sleep schedules. UW-Madison Assistant Professor of Pediatrics Casey Freimiller says the amount of sleep needed depends on a kid's age.
10-year-olds need that 10-hour mark of sleep on average, and then getting closer to being done with their childhood, you know, closer to being done with high school, do we need less than 9 hours of sleep? Try as best as you can and focus on getting the hours you need, and it makes a world of difference, I think, for school and for teenagers and their schoolwork.
Freimiller says if kids don't get enough sleep, they can have slower response times, mental fogginess, heightened emotional responses, and trouble remembering things they learn. A cross-street closure on Barron's LaSalle Avenue project. 7th Street and LaSalle Avenue is closed today as crews work on asphalt paving and prep. A single-lane closure at the intersection of Mill Street, Highway 25, and LaSalle Avenue is expected next week, but a specific date is not known. Project engineer Drew Lind reminds motorists to not drive on LaSalle Avenue while it is closed. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is conducting training at the Owen Anderson Rifle Range in the town of Arland on Wednesday afternoon from 12 until 3 p.m. The range will be closed to the public at that time. A new president for the Wisconsin Technical College System, Sean Maloney, tells us more.
Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the tech colleges. Her new role includes overseeing the state's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield also serves as executive director of the Wisconsin Technical College District Boards Association, which represents the trustees of the various technical college boards. Merrifield starts her new position September 9th. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday, and don't forget to vote.